I believe the Lord has another day filled with blessings for us.
Dúfam, že pán znovu ten deň vyplní svojim blagoslovením.
I am told that you were richly blessed in your convention yesterday.
Mluvěno mi, že bohato byli jste u blagoslovení podczas včerajšího dňa konvenci.
And never has failed one of God's promises.
A Bůh nikdy neomyskuje do témat jakýkoliv svojej obětnice.
And he promises that if we are gathered together in his name,
on więc obiecuje, że jeżeli się zbierzemy w imieniu Jego,
he will be in our midst.
To on na pewno będzie wśród nas.
Now that's a precious promise, isn't it?
A to jest naprawdę cenna obietnica, nie tak?
So God is with us.
A więc Bóg jest wśród nas.
Our Lord Jesus is with us.
Także nasz Pan Jezus jest z nami.
And if God be on our part, who can be against us?
Więc jeżeli Bóg jest z nami, któż będzie przeciwko nam?
And then, something else.
Jeszcze coś innego?
Our guardian angel always behold the face of our Father who is in heaven.
A także mamy aniołów stróży, którzy się opiekują nami i zawsze patrzą na Boga.
Our human eyes are not constructed to see spirit beings.
Nasze ludzkie oczy nie są dostosowane do tego, aby widzieć istoty duchowe.
But we know from God's word,
jednak wiemy słowa Bożego,
that we have guardian angels.
Że mamy stróżów aniołów.
This building is filled with the angelic host this morning.
Na pewno ta stodoła jest tu wypełniona naszymi aniołami stróżami, który jest po prostu cały zastęp.
How wonderful it is.
Na pewno jest to wspaniałą rzeczą.
Well, my dear friends, I want to talk with you this morning about one of the beautiful songs.
Dlatego dzisiaj chcielibyśmy się zastanowić do południa nad jednym z bardzo pięknych psalmów.
The psalms are all so beautiful.
Wszystkie psalmy są wspaniałe.
But I wish to study with you this morning the 45th psalm.
A więc dzisiaj chcielibyśmy się zastanowić wspólnie nad psalmem 45.
Those who have Bibles will enjoy looking after.
A więc ci, którzy mają Biblię, mogą je otworzyć.
You notice the psalm is headed that it is a song of love.
Of love?
L-O-V-E-S. A song of love. If you have an enemy, to the chief musician, Sons of Korah, Master's Song of Love.
Of love, yes, yes. A song of love.
W treścieniu tego psalmu w polskim języku w treścieniu nie jest podane, między innymi jest powiedziane w angielskim treścieniu, że jest to psalm pieśni o miłości.
Now, are your verses the same as mine? Verse 1, my heart is abiding within my heart. Verse 1 in your psalm?
And yes, my heart is.
That's
you see a good one.
The word, I speak of things which I have no present of things. And my pen is the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
Yes.
All right. Let us read verse 1.
A więc odczytamy wiersz pierwszy, czyli raczej w polskiej Biblii drugi. Wydało serce moje słowo dobre, rozprawiać będę pieśni moje o królu, język mój będzie jako pióro prędkiego pisarza.
David is the author of this beautiful psalm.
Dawid jest autorem tego wspaniałego psalmu.
And he does not say that his head is meditating a good matter, but his heart is meditating a good matter.
I on tu pokazuje, że nie głowa jest tą, która zastanawia się nad dobrymi rzeczami, словами, але рабство серця.
And now he introduces the author of that good matter, namely Jehovah.
А наступне показує, що Єхова є по просту автором цих добрих слів.
I speak of things which I have made touching the king, that's Jehovah.
Он то мовив о кролю, тим перцем вірусу, видало серце моє слово добре, розпадать бенде пісні моє о кролю. Тим кролем є сута Єхова.
Now how is he going to speak these good things?
Як він он мовив о тим добрим слові, чи о добрих жестах?
He is going to do it by writing a beautiful psalm.
А він учинив то Давид через написання цього панялого псалму.
So he explains, my tongue, that is the instrumentality with which I speak.
А він змовив он о своєму язику, який є інструментом, за помощом которого мовимо,
is the pen of a ready writer, the pen product.
І повідає, що язик мій є, як опіро пренцього писаря, скорого.
It is the writing.
Є якби писарем.
This psalm.
Власне цього псалму.
And it is the product of an able writer.
Є це продукт здольного писаря.
Now, before we go further into the psalm, I wish to give you a brief outline.
Nimnevim sesontime dal tego badana tego psalmu, chciałbym skierp jego treści.
I see some of you are taking notes, so I wish to give you the outline of the psalm before we study it.
A więc ponieważ niektórzy biorą notatki, chciałbym właśnie przedstawić ogólne zarysy tego psalmu, nim do niego przystąpimy szczegółowo.
Verse 1 introduces Jehovah.
Więc wiersz pierwszy wprowadza Jehowę, czyli przedstawia Boga.
Verses 2 to 9 introduce Jesus.
Następnie wiersze od 3 do 10 z polskiej Biblii wprowadzają, czyli przedstawiają Jezusa.
And verses 9 to 13 introduce Jesus' church as his bride.
Następnie wiersze od 10 do 14 wprowadzają, czyli przedstawiają Kościół.
Verses 14 and 15 introduce the great company as the bride's maid.
Następnie wiersze 15 i 16 wprowadzają wielkie grono jako druhny.
And verse 16 introduces the ancient worthy.
Wiersz 17 wprowadza, czyli przedstawia starożytno godny.
As Christ's children,
jako dzieci Chrystusowi,
and as the princes in the earth during restitution.
A także pokazuje ich jako książąt na ziemi podczas restytucji.
And verse 17, the last verse,
a wiersz 18, ostatni,
introduces the restitutionist as a separate class.
Pokazuje klasę restytucyjną jako oddzielną klasę.
Well, it sounds as though David wrote very much in this psalm.
A więc widzimy, jak wiele rzeczy opisał psalmista Dawid w tym psalmie.
And indeed he did give the highlights of the great plan of salvation.
A więc po prostu pokazał on główne zarysy planu Bożego.
So as we have seen in verse 1, he introduces Jehovah.
A więc widzimy najpierw, że psalmista w wierszu drugim przedstawia Jehowę.
The author of the great plan of salvation.
Który jest autorem wielkiego planu zbawienia.
And now he introduces next the Lord Jesus Christ, the means of that great salvation.
A następnie wprowadza on, czyli przedstawia Jezusa jako środek, za pomocą którego ten plan jest realizowany.
Verse 2 introduces Jesus in the first advent.
Pierwszy pokazuje nam Jezusa podczas którego pierwszego przyjścia. Więc mieliśmy na trudno rozlała się wdzięczność po wargach swoich, że to rzeczem błogosławił Bóg aż na wieki.
We see here first the emphasis of Christ's beauty.
И найдер видимо подсвязана и скрытность Иисуса.
Христос Арат. This is the second point of the psalm.
Якщо другий пункт цього псалму.
The first point was the introduction of Jehovah.
Другим пунктом цього псалму було представлення Єгови.
And now the beauty of Jesus. In his first advent.
А зараз показана є скрутність Єзуса в Його першому чині.
Thou art fairer than the children of men.
Your face is not full of look.
In the Hebrew it is, Thou art fairer than the children of Adam.
А по-братськом Єзуку є сповідано, що Єзуси над сином Адама.
In fact, the word Adam in the Hebrew means man. So the first thing that is said about Jesus is his beauty, his being fairer than any of Adam's
children. Просто по-братськи музику є показано, що Єдис був кінцем сина такого холода сина Адама.
The second thing that is mentioned concerning Jesus.
Друга жодь, що ти думка Єзуса, яка є змінена,
is regarding his speech.
Односитом до його мови.
You see, the beauty refers to his character.
А та пункност относиться до його характеру.
And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
А він же запутався серця уста мовив.
So naturally, the next thing that David mentions is his speech.
А не знасильно же то, о котором мови Давид є власне його мова.
Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. In Luke 4:22, we read concerning this grace that was poured on Jesus' lips.
А вірсус вивостим свартим цитами о той зумкності, яка була розглана на устах його. А ти вірс вивостим друзі. І всі, кому давали свідомості, вивалися зумкності оне цю, яка походила з уст його і мобили.
І
за сенною в цим їжі ходи,
the grace was poured on Jesus' lips. And the people marveled over the gracious words that proceeded out of his lips. So the second characteristic of Jesus is mentioned, his word,
therapy. And in Jordan Harapter, sitting up on the first lap in Psalm, he said, Jesus, what are you with?
The first being his character, the second, the words that flowed out of that holy child.
A first song, Harapter, sitting on his sinness, Jordan Harapter.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
But at the business of Yahweh, since the world and after the Tana, the man is of his honor, the absolute mystery, what is saying, as he says, yes.
And by thy word thou shalt be justified, or by thy word thou shalt be
condemned.
So the second verse describes Jesus as his first advent.
And in the 40 years of the Suleiman, Mahogatana Pattak Yogatir Sagatir.
Now we come to his second advent. And just prior to 1874, this third verse
applies.
And of course it has been applying constantly on the system.
Yosobatasus Baisin Chungus in 40 years, not after the one.
You see, this is the message concerning Jesus' second advent. As we read in Revelation, the 19th chapter. Speaking symbolically, it says that Jesus came riding on a white horse. It symbolizes the pure doctrine in its progressive
teaching.
And a sword proceeded out of his mouth.
And
the sword of steel, which is the word of God. And that sword is a two-edged
sword.
Can anyone tell us what the two edges are to the sword? The Bible is right, and it has a two-edged sword. It's a two-edged sword. The two edges are the Old and the New Testament. They both come.
That up to this book, can you read now the same of Scripture, Father, and Father, and Mother, the Son, and Mother, and
so the Lord in his second advent is going to bring the sword upon his
path.
O mighty one, for he comes in his might and power in the second
advent.
Yes, thy glory and thy majesty.
For that in Jesus on Genesis follows that this is my assumption.
He does not come in the body of his humiliation.
On this Jesus,
some make a great mistake.
But it is for the law of Genesis,
when they say the Lord is coming in his second advent in the flesh.
There are the lawyers that are saying that some of his children
as a human being.
That will look at that in God.
And they sing the song, I will know him by the nail prints in his hand.
Now it's the law of Genesis, the name of God, good as the voice. So this is Gregory.
They will not know him by mere things in his hand. They will not see him again as a human being. The Apostle Paul said, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. And though we once knew Jesus after the flesh, we know him now so no more. Jesus is not in the flesh now.
Jesus is not now. Jesus is in the spirit.
And he himself said, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more.
And now it's confounded as he said, yes, the flesh that may be in the body of the land.
Oh, all I will see him with my understanding. But they will not see him with the physical eye. Just like you cannot see your guardian angel here this
morning.
So he comes in his glory. I just said,
and his last one to have his glory follow.
He now is the first image of the Father's person.
And yes, there are
Oh, at a devotee of that brother, whom no man can see, that the Robin Swabbard did it with the murder.
Only the church, the Philippians will see her.
Then it was often said that the Robert was standing there,
and he comes in his majesty as a king.
So that he must come to her this way and marry Matthew, that's not the lack of proof.
You remember in Revelation 14:14, it says that he would come with a crown upon his head. In his majesty, you see.
He's going my flat.
And you will settle any child and you'd be believing what?
The master brings him down to Zimbabwe.
It was down from 1874 when it came to 1914. So, this verse speaks of Christ's valor.
Again, you can start with your movie of our Lord Christ.
Save thy soul upon thy side, O mighty one, with thy glory and thy name.
The last word to Nabiodra, O Motazu, for that power for you is that of God.
That is the third thing that is given regarding thee. Now we come to the next verse. In this verse, the first has the fourth thing that is mentioned of Jesus, namely his prosperity. In thy majesty, why prosperous yet?
And his majesty said that he is the soulless, the meekness.
And he has been riding prosperous yet, as it says, 1874. And he will continue to do so to the end of the millennial
reign.
And because of that, will he ride prosperously. Because of truth,
and of Pavadu Pravde,
and meekness, and
righteousness.
And so the Bible says that he is meek and lowly of heart.
That the sickness of the movie on him, and of the people who suffer legacy.
And because of that meekness, which is placed here in the center,
and it's probably those who have to try to put on a fear of truth.
He should learn truth and righteousness. He learned obedience by the things that he taught. And because he loves righteousness with a perfect love, and hates the iniquity with a perfect
hatred,
God hallowed God. But it took meekness on his heart. And faithfulness to the truth as well as to righteousness. He himself said that he came into the world to bear witness to the truth.
For some of them that I did get that he did not come out of his last.
So the fourth thing mentioned regarding Jesus is his prosperity in the second letter.
And after student things is in a place like that,
Now the fifth thing that is mentioned is included in this same verse.
Yes,
he is administrator.
So yes, You notice, thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. One thing. We were administered the truth and the spirit of the truth. And then the issue will be like that, don't we agree? Justice will be laid to the lion. Where do we find truth and righteousness in the world today? We look in vain to find it all around us. As in the forest of one that comes, this is his might be in. But when the Lord's kingdom is established in the earth, and if it left the bosom of the Islam at the end, when his judgments are in the earth, if you come to the abundance of the Bible, these people now learn righteousness. But they leave the abundance of the Islam at the end. So much for the administration. We might notice in this connection the battle and the conquest of Christ in this second advent.
Także jest mowa o walkach, które miały być dokonywane podczas którego przyjścia naszego Pana.
We find this particularly in verse 5.
A o tym mówi nam wiersz 5, to zdaje ostatnie zdanie, które mówi, a do każdej pracy będzie się prawica twoja.
Our thoughts in the heart of his enemies.
Bo numeracja wierszów angielskich jest ta sama.
Here then we find described his battle and his conquest in
restitution.
And he's going to use the sharp powers of the
priest.
And they will penetrate into the heart. And they will have two effects on the king's enemies. Some will willfully resist the hours of truth and will fall into the second death. But the truth will penetrate the hearts of others to repentance.
Ale inny grzecie stały mianowicie, także i serca łamiąc na ziemi pokrycie.
And these enemies of the king will be dropped into willing subjection to the Lord.
A więc inny przyjaciele będą odbyci poddani królowi na tymi panu.
We have a very good example of this at the time of Pentecost.
Mamy tego punktu króla podczas zielonych świąt.
And the second chapter.
A dlatego tym czytamy w dziejach apostolów w drugim
rozdziale.
A to słuchą, która wyniosła na serce Jerzego Piotra do innych apostołów, gdy już mamy czynić mężowie prawa.
Here we see that the enemies that crucified Christ, the Messiah, the Messiah, the Messiah, the Messiah, joined the rabble and crying, crucify him, crucify him. He said, I said, so on to the bucket, I said, well, I said, he's got, he's got, are now smitten under the arrows of truth.
Well, what's the good one, Salami Prabhu?
To the point where they say, what shall we do? And in the next verse, the apostle told them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And there were thousands that were converted to Christ that day.
The Christians offered in new customs to their
families. Just as the victory was given there by repentance, so the arrows of truth in the millennial age will bring to repentance the great multitudes of people. And thus the arrows of truth will be shot in the heart of the true king. Whereby the people shall fall under the headship of Christ. That is the sixth thing that is said about Jesus. And now we come to the seventh. The seventh point is the stability and eternity of His power.
The seventh point is
the first part of verse 6. The first part of verse 6 describes
it.
Thy throne, O God, be forever and ever. Here Jesus is called God, or Almighty One. And the word throne indicates the stability of His power. And the word forever and ever indicates the eternity of His power. And this covers the seventh point of the stability and eternity of His power. Now the eighth thing that is said about Jesus is connected with the justice and equity of His power. Now the justice and equity are shown in the rest of this.
Last
and also in the first part of the next verse.
A także kilka tych następnego wielkiego o tym mówi. Umiłowałeś sprawiedliwość. A nienawidziłeś nieprawość.
Here then we see the justice and equity of Christ's government.
Tutaj znowu widzimy sprawiedliwość i słuszność panowania Chrystusowego.
The scepter or authority of his kingdom is a right scepter.
Scepterem, czyli prawo do panowania, jest słuszne, słusznie jemu życiu należne.
It is not like Satan's authority in this world.
Nie jest ona podobna do tego, jakie Satan uzurpował sobie.
It was by usurpation.
To on to w sposób nieprawny zdobył.
But the Lord's kingdom and authority is a right authority.
Ale panowanie i autorytet naszego Pana są sprawiedliwe.
And it will be with equity that it will be exercised.
I sprawiedliwie prawie to prawo, czyli panowanie, będzie wykonywane.
For he loves righteousness and he hates iniquity.
A to dlatego, że nasz Pan miłuje sprawiedliwość, a nienawidzi nieprawość.
We, in connection with this eternity of his power, we might consider Hebrews 1, verses 8 and 9.
Możemy rozważyć list do Żydów, pierwszy rozdział. A wiersz 8 i 9. Ale do Syna mówi, szczerica Twoja, o Boże, na wieku wieku, laska sprawiedliwości jest laska Królestwa Twego, umiłowałeś sprawiedliwość, a nienawidziłeś nieprawości, tylko wspomagał się, o Boże, Bóg Twój, olejkiem wesela nad uczestników Twoich.
Here we see the same scripture is quoted by the Apostle Paul.
To widzimy, że ten sam ustęp jest zapytowany przez apostoła Pawła w liście do Żydów.
And it is because Jesus loves righteousness.
A to z tego powodu, że Jezus miłuje sprawiedliwość.
With a perfect love, even unto sacrificial death.
I on miłował sprawiedliwość doskonałą miłością, która nawet zdobyła się na ofiarniczą śmierć.
And because he hated wickedness, iniquity,
a także z tego powodu, że nienawidzi on nieprawość.
With a perfect hatred,
on po prostu ma doskonałą nienawiść do nieprawości.
Therefore, God, Jehovah, exalted him above his fellow.
Z tego więc powodu, że on tak bardzo miłował prawdę i bardzo nienawidział nieprawości, Bóg wywyższył go na uczestników wiedzy.
And this brings us to the ninth thing that is said regarding Jesus.
Teraz przechodzimy do dziewiątego punktu, jako charakterystyki naszego Pana Jezusa.
His superiority over all others. His superiority.
Jego wyższość, jego wyższość na wszystkimi.
Now this is mentioned in the second half of the verse.
A to mamy pokazane w następnym zdaniu wiersza od 8. Że to wspomagał się, o Boże, Bóg Twój olejkiem wesela nas uczestniczyć w
Twoim. Yes, Jesus has been exalted with the oil of gladness above all of his fellows.
Tak, Jezus został wywyższony olejkiem wesela nas wszystkich jego uczestników.
Above all the angelic hosts in
W drugim rozdziale, jest 8 i 9. Dlatego też Bóg nader dobry był z tym, że
Here we have a wonderful, clear statement regarding the great exaltation of Jesus Christ. Those who believe in the gospel doctrine of the Trinity would deny the truth of this book. So how could God exalt himself? And they say Jesus is God just like Jehovah. And they claim that Jesus, as the part of the Trinity, always had superiority over all of his fellows.
And I don't believe
how then could God exalt him with the oil of joy above his fellow if he already had it? This is one, only one of many scriptures that shows that the doctrine of the Trinity is error. You remember, my dear friend, as the Brother Russell explained, that David represents the church in the
flesh,
and that Solomon represents the church in glory. And I wish to read here a statement regarding Solomon, picturing Jesus in glory. And the superiority and eternity of that which God has arranged for
him.
1 Kings 3:11-15.
Of Yedinastego, Dopit Nastego, Vier. The Gazette Book Don Yedo, the Lapedos Otto Prosti, and his own Dalek Soviet Wounded Me, and his own Dalek Soviet Boga, and his Prosti of the Latinian Theatre Toy, and his Soviet Prosti of Ozum Laro Zesmana Sund. Otože musimy robić słuch swoje, a tam się dał serce mądre i rozumne, tak i żaden równy sobie nie był przed tobą, ani po tobie powstanie równy tobie. Do tego i to, czego zmierzągał, dałem ci, to jest bogactwa i sławę, tak aby nie było żadnego tobie równego między królmi po wszystkie dni swoje. A będziesz mi chodził drogami moimi, chodząc wyroków moich i rozkazana mego, jako chodził Dawid, ojciec swój, i przedłużę dni swoje. A gdy się oczucił Salomon, zrozumiał, że to był sen i przyszedł do Jeruzalemu, a stanowczy przed synem Syna Pańskiego sprawował całe palenie i ofiarował ofiary niepokojne, aby wyszukać na wszystkie ludzi swoje.
Oh yes, God has arranged for Jesus an eternal existence. And the greatest wisdom of all for he is the one that will inherit it. Inherit all things.
And for them on your sins that you can see the for of him.
And so he will have eternal honor and glory and kingship.
And that in danger on him to say, what's not power, your eternal honor.
So much for the one point, superiority. Pila tada jivyan tada punktu adnasnya vipraskina tada pana. Now we come to the third and last thing that is said regarding Christ.
Rastihajime dobyushan tada punktu iyakatyego yata harakirikasina tada pana.
The splendor of his character and surroundings. Now this is found in this is 9 and 10 it would be. And all thy garments, well of men. Now, all thy garments smell of myrrh, aloes, and cassia. Do we have that in the This represents the beautiful character graces of Christ.
How did he get these wonderful characteristics?
Does he develop his character in heaven in the divine nature? Oh no.
Oh yeah.
It was while he was here on earth that he developed that glorious character fitted for the divine nature.
Yeah, and
he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And so myrrh is bitter and aloes. And he thus learned his beautiful character graces through the bitter experiences at the first
time.
And the garment represents the graces of character. So his garments, his graces of character, are a result of his suffering. Out of outward policies represents the very close truth that he held a truth. In which he dwelt, for our dwelling place is in the truth and the spirit of the truth.
In the spirit of the truth.
So the outward policies would be the dwelling places in the purity of truth. And thus it is the truth and the spirit of the truth that Jesus shines forth the glory of God. And these character graces make Jesus glad. That is the glory of his character. And the glory of his surroundings is shown in the first half of the next verse.
King's
daughter were among thy honorable women. Who are these king's daughters? because the king's daughters are the Protestant denominations at the time of the Reformation.
Или цирками те лакшуми сонка костове протестантите га тасу в реформации.
These reformation denominations that henceforth held to the truth that was then due.
Сирата костове протестантите динавиция праздни и раскоди дела на тасу.
The Baptist.
Апика Баптисти.
Under Hubmaier. The Unitarians under Sir
Joseph.
They tested the Syrian truths that were brought forth under Sir Joseph.
Albo Presbyterian.
Under not Presbyterian. Dingle. Thank you. Dingle. And the Methodist denomination under the teachings of the little flock member John
Wesley.
And the Adventist under the teachings of William Miller. And there were others, reformers like Cranmer and Fox and others. Now these truth movements were honorable women. Matera came in later on. That the good doctrines that brought forth the Reformation movement were producing these honorable women. That was during the time of the Philadelphia Siege of the Church.
There was a podcast of this to the Philadelphia Church.
Referred to in Revelation, the third chapter.
After in my movie of Lavinia Christian of God.
Let us read verses 7 to 10.
Some of you are gentle from Jesus, Kirima, Gavi, Gavi, Rotira, Nishna, Gavira, Igavira, and Nishna, Kira. Namusin, Kipoya, Otom, Vishnu, Kip, Otom, Vishnu, Otom, Vishnu, Kip, Kabon, Ji, Otom, Avadin, Yemoja, Islam. But Mas Nigel, Komos, that is Zahavale, Wobomoya, Yazavale, Yuna, Mesa. Oto dam niektórych z bożnicy satanistych, którzy się podawają tych brzydami, a nie są, ale kłamią. Oto sprawię, że przyjdą i będą się kłaniali przed brzydami swymi i poznają, że ja się umiłował. Żeś zachował słowo wierzchliwości moje, ja też się zachowam od godziny pokuszenia, która przyjdzie na wszystko świat, aby doświadczyła mieszkających na ziemi.
Oh yes, they were the honorable women. Because of their faithfulness to the truth as the Lord gave them to see the truth. God set an open door before them. The high calling did not close during the Philadelphia stage of the church. And not until after the Philadelphia church ended in
1874,
did the hour of temptation come. Then the general call ended in
1881.
But that was in the Laodicean stage of the church. And it was not until 1878 that the Lord spilled the denominations out of his mouth. But during the Philadelphia stage of the church, he did not tell his people to come out from their midst.
Ale widzimy, że w okresie filadelfijskim nie było mowy do kościoła, aby wyszedł z Babilonu.
So King's daughters were among his honorable women.
A zatem widzimy, że królski królewskie są między zacznymi niewiastami, czyli całymi głowami, jak czytamy.
And they were specially favored of the King, Jehovah.
One szczególnie cieszyły się łaską króla Jehowy.
And the daughters, of course, represent churches.
I oczywiście te córki przedstawiają kościoły.
Or a woman is used in the Bible frequently to represent a church.
Albowiem niewiasta w Piśmie Świętym bardzo często przedstawia kościół.
So we see 10 great points given regarding Christ at his first and second advent.
A zatem widzimy 10 punktów, czyli charakterystyk naszego Pana.
And now, my dear brethren, the scene changes. We have covered the account regarding Jesus from verses 2 to verse 9.
Widzimy, że od wiosu 6 do 10 był opis naszego Pana Jezusa.
Now we come to Jesus' church as his bride.
Teraz przechodzimy do kościoła jako oblubienicy Chrystusa.
And that is covered in verses 9 to 13, not that one.
A to jest pokazane od wierszu 10 do
9 to 13, not that one.
To do wierszu 15.
Now, notice, upon thy right hand, God is still speaking to Jesus. Upon thy right hand. That's halfway through verse 9 in my Bible. Upon thy right hand, this hand between.
Więc czytamy drugie zdanie wersu 10. Stanęła małżonka po prawicy swojej.
God is still speaking to Jesus.
Jezus, Bóg jeszcze tutaj przemawia do Jezusa.
Upon thy, Jesus, right hand.
I mówi do niego, że po prawicy twojej stanęła małżonka twoja w kosztownym złotych ofiar.
In the position of his special favor.
To jest stanęła po stronie szczególnej łaski.
You'd stand the king in the gold of ofiar.
I że jest ona odziana w kosztowne złoto.
Who is this queen? Oh, this queen is the bride of Christ.
Kontrolową jest oblubienica, czyli małżonka Chrystusowa.
And why is it that she stood in gold?
A dlaczego stoi ona w złocie, przyodziana jest w złoto?
Oh, gold represents the divine nature.
Złoto przedstawia boską naturę.
But why does it say here it was the gold of Ophir?
A dlaczego jest tu mowa o złocie z Ophir?
Because from Ophir came the most precious and purest gold.
A to dlatego, że z tej miejscowości Ophir pochodziły najbardziej kosztowne klejnoty i najlepsze, najczystsze złoto.
So we have here a beautiful picture of Jesus' bride, namely the church.
A więc tu mamy piękny obraz przedstawiony kościoła.
Standing in his special favor, his right hand,
który to kościół stoi w szczególnej łasce, czyli po prawicy naszego Pana,
as a queen,
jako królowa,
clothed in the gold of ofiar.
I odziana jest kosztowne złoto.
Now, let us trace the church's history a little bit.
A teraz zauważmy trochę w kościół historię kościoła.
Here God turns from talking to Jesus and he now talks to this bride of Christ to be.
I teraz jakby Bóg przemawiając do naszego Pana odwraca się od niego i zaczyna przemawiać do jego małżonki, oblubienicy. Του χάριζε τούρκο, αόμπα ζυνά τον ούχα τσέγο, αγαπώνει να ρόδι τσέγο, ιδόμου αϊσά τσέγο.
You see now the speech is turned to the blood.
Βγήνε σε βουκ του τα εξεμάδα δω, μαζόνσι.
And God calls the spouse bride anticipatorily his daughter.
Η μούχ των μαζών και να φεγατάν αλλούς να πτυγ να ζήτας βόλων τύρκο.
And the secret of the Lord is with those that love him too.
Αλλιώστε γάνε σε μπούκ ο βέβατα ενίκε τύν στη γιγόμι ούλια.
And now he's going to tell this bride to be a wonderful little creature.
Για τέτοια όλοι ο βλάβης σε δούλνε τα ενίκε.
And see how emphatically he makes it.
Υδαουράζουμε για τόσο δεδείχνει το εξαριόμα.
Άκεν, ο δάπε.
Για να είστε βουγ μόδι βουχάι δε τουρκο.
Well, the word Άκεν should be enough.
Την σκόβα τουχά δις παδίνα δε στάρκε.
That God makes it very emphatic.
Αλλά βουγ λόγστε το ποτές λατός μουχάνες ίννης τόσο.
Άκεν, ο δάπε, and consider.
Γομούδι να φύγει με όμπατ, ηνάκουν ούχα τσέγο,
but he even makes it stronger.
Αδύν διέχτε το μπάρδι το τέσλα,
in prime thine ear.
Γομούδι να φύγει ούχα τσέγο, α όμπατ το ευαγγέστην το φυζίνι κούχα.
Can you picture the father of the son speaking to the bride to be this way?
Αδύον στη μαζί μου το βιβλιοβλάζει για όλη τη σύνα και μάδια το λίγο μαζόμικη.
Άκεν, I'm going to tell you something very important. Listen now, very carefully.
Θα καρδιξά στους τεμούδους ούχα εις ταράνιου τούχα εις ποτές βάζ, λίγο τεμούδια το σχέδιο.
And consider very carefully what I'm going to tell you.
Εις βάζ βάρδου ταράνιου νάτο τσέα στη πόρτον.
And I don't want everyone to hear it. It's just for you.
Η κάλαρδη βούκτα ο φοβέλης νικόμου είναι με ό,τι μια μέγε τύλικα το οποίο διαπέδε σούχα η κοινήνια.
So, incline your ear.
Μάχουν ούχα τέγω.
Get your ear up close. I'm going to whisper something in your ear. If you want to hear, I'm sure.
Μάχτα ούχα τέγω βεβάντε τι δεν έγω σέψα.
Would you like to know how to win the love of your brethren?
Το παπρόσθετο άγδι βούκτα ο θεμούδης γο μαζόνικη και ξεσβέδες βλάτης κόσου μαζες δόμπι τέρσε ξέγω μαζόνικα.
Now, you girls, I know that when the time came, you would be glad to know some little secret how to win the love, the affection of your lover.
Τα βραβάλου του τα φαινίνα ζεβούτα αν είναι απέρνε της κοινέρα σκάρου διεγιέτ. Δόντι για τον Σαρονίτη Λάπτιον Σποδόδας, βάσιν στιγμούς μητήσιον Μαζονικόν.
And if the father of your lover could tell you some little secret how to win his love, you'd be very glad to hear it.
Ειδίδε βαχτίσιον στιγμούς μητές, σαλβάν το σποδόδιος ο βάσιν μητήσιον Μαζονικού, δράδι για τον Σαρονίτη το βάζο της κεντήριος και τον αφέρνο Ζαβεβολόνο.
I suppose you would.
If you can get out the girls, Danny.
If you're like the girls in the United States, I'm sure you would.
Hi.
If you're like the girls in America, I'm sure you would. You want to hear. If you're like the girls in America, I'm sure you would like to hear how to win the affection of your lover.
Have you supposed me to be the girl of Tanakh Zirnotonov? Ζεκτός γυστάντων μιλώ για τον σπάνινο να παίρνω σκάουτι σπάντων θες γασίνο για τον διαδόμος ως όλτα.
And if the father of your lover would come to you with some little secret about your lover and how to win his affection, you would certainly want to hear.
Αδύν και ζήλοι δυσκενέλη ουσίτα, μιλώς δυσκενή ζήλοι δοβασέγω οβουβιένσα, να ζεσονέγω, αόλσιτς διέγω πτύχε διβάν τόσ όνειμο βλάβιο να παίρνω δίσκε δίλισκε και διέλσκε ζαμπεβολέν.
And now God tells the secret.
Αδύν στέδε διζήνει λαγβούκ ο βλάβια τον καλονίτσε.
Άκεν, ο δάτε.
Βόν μου δισούχαλ τύρκο.
And consider very carefully what I'm going to tell you.
Your bhaktinatha you have treasures, not a priyati problem.
And in 20 years, get up real close so I can whisper it to you.
Matta bhagya you have a priyati
problem. Indeed.
What happened to Nanda?
What girls want to go to the marriage altar and say, yes, I do, and get married.
Yesterday, you had not hinted at millions of acts, just something used in my youth.
And then they want to say to their new husband,
I put you to the stump of Jonesita Mogan's name in a room and Jovi.
Now we're married, aren't we?
Yes, it's Mizanati, Pravda.
He will say yes.
And maybe that.
And he will say, now I'll go back home to Papa and Mama.
I'll put you to the stump of Jon Papa Valley. I was just so open, which is the Papa and Mama.
Well, that is not the way to win the love of the one that you wish to know as your bridegroom.
You will talk now, one cup of simply and a seven and years to God responded with God is perfect for the mensa.
So God says it's the same with the bride that Christ is willing.
And his book to put as he is a podobny of Kavasnes, Vasnes, Obligenti.
She must forget her own earthly relationship. And to her father Adam's house.
She must forget the
thought that she's going to live here on the earth forever.
This is a permanent obligation as
a human being. Forget her being a human being, forget her father's house. That is, give up her human life.
Does not the advice for your future.
And her hope of life in restitution.
In restitution.
And that's exactly what the church had to do before they became new
Christians.
They gave up their human life.
And we are devoured by a vicious appearance.
They became new creatures and could not live on this earth throughout all eternity. The Heavenly Father says to the daughter to be his daughter-in-law. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. For he is thy Lord.
And will be an endless talent for you.
And worship thou him.
Let us come out and study.
So the bride forgets her own people and her father's house. So the bride forgets her own people and her father's house.
That it was possible to do in my own case, that for me, my own arrogant spoil, or a genius spoil, your domo outcast brother.
She forsakes father and mother and puts husband first in her affection.
And I want a pusta oike matkas boya and a person who is to play a chica maga menza.
Not that she hates her father and mother, no.
And it is not that the honor man in a video this bag is play a matkas to oike.
But her husband properly has first allegiance.
And of course, she has said that the chica viei gets the nature by new man.
So shall King Jesus greatly desire the beauty of his bride.
He said it before things that so fast and Christian must be for you.
And he is her head, her Lord.
And there are Christian yes for us, woven, for empowerment.
And God says, worship thou him.
If you have ever been moved on my identity, let us run out and threaten.
Yes. The bride of Christ must worship Jesus as her head and Lord.
Tak, prostu jako objedynika naszego Pana ma się kłaniać przed Nim i ma go czcić.
Well now, after a wedding, or at a wedding, there are some wedding gifts.
Ale następnie widzimy, że gdy jest ślub,
wówczas
następują dary ślubne.
Will there be any wedding gifts at this wonderful wedding?
În atunci când spunea veselii că scăla e mai gând și e de scumpe, și atunci dar era zavană?
Oh, yes, what a wonderful wedding gift.
That comes from Panala Dara Ujjalana.
Well, God says, the daughter of fire.
For book movies that Kirti Sureishya.
And that represents the world of mankind.
Atatatada Lutka Sureishya Tadves Upamintani Tadavishan Tvayam Kwanaka Benda Naibogatsi Narodhu.
The daughter of fire, the world of mankind,
avem Kirti Sureishya Kini Sureishya Kini Apalkiti Bukitana Yastaraga Lutki
shall be there with a gift.
Dungeon comes upon him come. Even the rich, mother Dungeon Bogatka.
Among the people shall incite her.
Dungeon Pragnolik Toy Wat.
The Hebrew has increased thy faith.
Dungeon Selinai Bogatki Narodov Oglondak Oblicet Toy.
And the faith is used to represent the favor.
Avienu se simte bucat pe calea lasca.
What is the gift that the daughter of Tyre is going to give to the Christ?
Că toți dau pomenții și le dară spre omul danioasă la păcării Iisusul. Și
cum de lui bine de gift și
cum să Hristus a zis.
They will dedicate themselves to Christ.
Avienu omul vitalnă, vidavionsem, posvienisem tamă.
They will give their full heart devotion to the Lord.
On his Italia Pastinsa Christi.
And in appreciation of what he has done for them in giving them everlasting life,
after Jensen's God, witness of the onion so jelly,
they will offer bullets on the Lord's altar.
On your Saruan Sultana with the Nizanin Otago.
And as Brother Russell explains in the Tabernacle Shadows, that means they would offer their all in human perfection in restitution. And notice, he doesn't say just the poor among the people. But even the rich among the people shall increase thy favor. The time will come that the wealthiest people on earth will seek the favor of Christ's head and body.
And
the enemies of the church will come bowing before them, begging for mercy and everlasting life. Even J.P. Punk Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, and all the wealthy of the earth will ask for favor.
Drop jelly to the moon on your spirit, you have Rockefeller in the jelly to God's name.
Yes, and that is the message that the Heavenly Father in love gives the espoused bride of Christ during the Gospel Age.
Have you studied up a first book to the book dog to the Soviet Yard, just to have you at the year of the personal subject of the Evangel?
And now God here in the next verse is pictured as turning away from the bride and meditating.
Now since we just put as we as a book, what we am for your father, Abbe Zona Rosbazala.
This verse, this is do you see the beautiful picture? And how the father-in-law admires the one that is to marry his son. And God is pictured here as turning away after his conversation with the bride-to-be.
Jacob the book of Ruth and from obvious triumphant synagogue.
And he speaks to himself
И тогда я бы сам до себя бы гнобил,
saying the king's daughter is all beautiful within.
Я пусть загадно сурки то лопте, я сгодно, то я стыкти свой сыновья, сыновей.
There are two kinds of beauty.
Я там вымененно два рога я пенкнусь.
The beauty on the outside,
пенкнусь загменсно,
and the beauty in the heart.
И пенкнусь сердце.
The beauty of character, the beauty of holiness.
Пенкнусь характеру, пенкнусь обливости.
The beauty of the inner man of the heart.
Пенкнусь загменсно, много человека.
The beauty of God's Holy Spirit that develops the beautiful character graces in the person. And so God says of the bride of his son, she is beautiful. Not just an external surface politeness, a surface politeness or beauty.
Yes, a только заглянь на пенкнос или взглянь на нас,
but a beauty of character.
А есть пенкнос характер.
And that's the true beauty.
А есть правдива ватна пенкнос.
The king's daughter is all glorious within.
На того же турка тулепка есть также пенкна везна.
And what kind of garment does she wear?
Я того рогаю она сапи носи.
Oh, he says, this bride is adorned, her clothing is of wrought gold.
А там же сапи есть брамовано златом.
The most precious garment that could be imagined.
Просто найценнейше сапи, а котенка можна собі зообразить.
For gold represents the divine nature.
But what a pitala bosta natura.
And the Apostle Peter says there are unto this bride class great, exceeding great and precious promises.
A Bóg mówi, że dla kościoła były nader wielkie i zacne obietnice darowane.
That by these they might become partakers of the gold nature, the divine nature.
Aby przez to mogli stać się uczestnikami bosta natury, czyli złota.
But notice, it is not gold.
Ale zauważmy, że dodatki szaty też są bramowane złotem, wyrabiane.
The word wrought indicates that there's some work in connection with it.
A to pokazuje, że bramowie, jeżeli było bramowane, to była tam pewna praca związana z tym.
The little flock never had this beautiful gold raiment without working out their salvation with fear and trembling.
Widzimy, że Kościół nie mógł zdobyć tych prac wspaniałych bez pracy nad sobą, bez starania się, ażeby właśnie je zdobyć.
And this is especially emphasized in the next verse.
A to szczególnie jest uwidocznione w następnym wierszu.
He shall be brought unto the king in raiment of meadow work.
Jak czytamy w wierszu 15 o ziemi haftowanym przywiodą ją do króla.
Now, what does the needlework represent?
Co to haftowanie znów przedstawia?
The same thought of the wrought gold.
And the wrought gold, the working of the gold.
Więc to również nam pokazuje, że złoto, czyli boska natura, musiała być zdobytą, wypracowaną.
So we have the thought here emphasized twice.
A więc widzimy, że dwa razy jeszcze tu podkreślone.
Her clothing is of wrought gold.
Że pierwsze szaty jej były bramowane złotem.
She shall be brought to the king in raiment as needlework.
A także, że miała być ona przyprowadzona obiedzenica w odzieniu haftowane.
Here we have especially emphasized that he has to do much on the character duty.
A to nam pokazuje, że Kościół musiał wiele pracować nad rozwinięciem łat charakteru.
You know, my dear friends, character graces do not come just showered down from heaven.
A więc widzimy, drodzy bracia i siostry, że charakter nie jest coś podobnego jak ulewa, która spada z nieba, żeby tak łatwo zdobyć.
We have to work them out in our time.
Ale musimy sami go zdobywać, wyrabiać.
And this applies not only to the little flock,
a to się nie tylko stosuje do małego stadka,
but the same principle applies to all of the Lord's sanctification.
Ale także do wszystkich poświęconych członków Ludu Bożego.
We have a great work to do in attaining to the congregation.
A więc mamy wielkie dzieło, wielką pracę do dokonania, aby rozwinąć sobie charakter.
Reminds me of a sister one time that said, Brother Jolly, I'm praying for a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
To mi przypomina siostrę pewną, która pewnego razu wyraziła się, że modli się o Ducha Świętego.
I said, good.
Ja mówię, to dobrze w tym.
And then I ask you this question.
A następnie stawia mi pytanie.
If God answers your prayer and gives you a baptism of the Holy Spirit,
jeżeli Bóg, bo ona prosiła o chrzest Ducha Świętego i mówię jej, jeżeli Bóg by wysłuchał swoją modlitwę i dał ci chrzest Ducha Świętego,
how do you think it will come?
To jak ty sobie to wyobrażasz? Jak to nastąpi?
How do you think you will get it?
Albo w jaki sposób zdobędziesz ten chrzest Ducha Świętego?
She had never given that a thought.
Nie była w stanie na to odpowiedzieć.
Apparently she had a thought that somehow or other something was going to be showered on her. She didn't know just how.
A ona raczej wyobrażała sobie, że ten chrzest Ducha Świętego będzie coś podobny do ulewnego deszczu, że tak ten duch na nią będzie stępował.
I said, oh no, sister, that is not the way it comes.
A ja mówię, że taki sposób chrzest Ducha Świętego nie nastąpi.
Then she says, how can I get the Holy Spirit?
I spyta się wtedy, jak ja tego Ducha Świętego zdobędę.
I said, sister, it's all right for you to pray for it. That's all right.
Ja mówię, co się tyczy modlenia o Ducha Świętego, całkiem jeszcze na miejscu, że się modli.
But there's something you've got to do.
Ale ty ze swojej strony także musisz coś czynić.
You will get the Holy Spirit only as you study the truth.
Że tylko będziesz zdobywać Ducha Świętego w wiarę, jak będziesz badać Słowo Boże.
We are begotten of the Spirit by the Word.
To jest wyraźnie w Piśmie Świętym powiedziane, że jesteśmy płodzeni z Ducha przez Słowo Boże, a nie inaczej.
And the Lord said to his disciples,
a Jezus także mówi swoim uczniom,
the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life.
Że słowa, które do was mówię, są duchem i żywotem.
Would you have God's Holy Spirit?
Jeżeli chcecie posadać Ducha Bożego,
then you must take.
Jeżeli chcecie zdobyć Ducha Świętego, musicie zdobywać Słowo Boże, Słowo Żywota.
So this sister wasn't studying the Word of God.
A ta siostra wcale nie badała Słowa Bożego.
She was just praying for the Holy Ghost.
Ona tylko modliła się o Ducha Świętego.
Yes. He was one of the Pentecostal people.
Ona należała do zielonych świętości.
All heart and no head.
To znaczy, że miała tylko serca, ale nie miała głowy.
And their heart is not well centered on the Word of God.
A więc takie serce nie jest dobrze utwierdzone w Słowie Bożym.
My dear friends, as long as our minds are filled with the cares of this life,
tak długo jak nasz umysł będzie przepełniony tylko troskami o obecny żywot,
with the love of earthly position or power,
i tylko będziemy mieli na widoku, na względzie jakie stanowisko, czy to zyski ziemskie,
or the love of money,
albo będziemy miłowali pieniądze,
we cannot receive the Holy Spirit in much measure.
To nie otrzymamy Ducha Świętego w dużej mierze.
We must be emptied itself in order to be filled with the Lord.
My musimy wypróżnić siebie, aby być wypełnieni następnie Duchem Pańskim.
It reminds me of a boy that was filling his mind with trash.
To mi przypomina także pewnego chłopca, który wypełniał swój umysł trosinami.
He was reading cheap novels.
On czytał różne romanse.
He was reading murder stories.
On czytał różne o różnych zbrodniach.
And immoral story.
A nawet historie niemoralne.
His father had talked to him, but it did not seem to do any good.
Ojciec mu na to zwracał uwagę, ale to nie miało żadnego skutku.
And finally his father thought of an illustration that might help him.
A w końcu ojciec pomyślał o przykładzie, który by mu może mógł dopomóc.
There was a basket of chips on the back porch.
No i był pewien kosek
a basket filled with little wood stables, the wood stirrups.
The Duke of Inkosterin says, now Gavare Virtu Dravyana.
The father said to the son, you see this basket of chips?
I said, Vrata Gosina, I move you, you can cross it up and then it's your family.
The boy said, yes. The father said, I want you to take this basket to the cellar and fill the basket with apples. The boy said, what will I do with the chip? The father said, don't worry about the chip.
I said, move the letter on you.
Just fill the basket with apples.
Well,
the boy said, I can't fill the basket with apples until I empty the chip.
Now, the hope is moving on your mother, but the sick and not last of us, you will skip, jerking a dangling, you go with the youngster.
The father said, I'm glad that you see that, my son.
How to study with Mosha to remove Rabbi Shastoga Zetuka Vivi, Rajuni?
Your mind is just like this basket. You have filled it with
chips.
There is no room for the nice apple. The better thing to think about. Because your mind is already filled with the chips. I'm glad to see that you recognize that you cannot fill your mind with a good thing until you empty out the
pit.
So, my dear brethren, if you and I want God's Holy Spirit, we must empty out the things itself. You cannot serve two masters that are contrary to each other at the same time. The Lord says you will either hold to the one and forsake the other. Or vice versa, you hold to the other one and forsake the first. You cannot serve God and self. So, my dear friends, if we want God's Holy Spirit, we must be emptied of the things that are contrary to God's Holy
Spirit.
If we want the truth, we must lay aside the error. It reminds me of the mother that had a little child that had gotten a green apple. And the mother did not want that child to eat the green apple because it wouldn't be good for the child. What did the mother do? She
snatched
away from the child. He said, you can't have that green apple. It is not good for you. And what did the child do? Anyone? It says
here.
It's a mouth open, too. She cried for that apple. Well, that mother finally learned a better way to do. And the next time the child had a green apple, and the mother wanted to get that apple out of that child's hand, Ishalayayi Oga brought, he brought a nice red ripe apple.
To wtedy matka przyniosła jej piękne, dojrzałe, czerwone jabłko. Jeszcze tego zielonego.
She said to her child, would you like to have this apple?
I pyta się dziewczynki, czy byś chciała, może to jabłko przyjąć?
And the child looked at the beautiful apple.
I gdy dziecko zobaczyło to piękne jabłko,
and said, oh yes.
Zdawało, że sprawiało, że tak.
Dropped the green apple and reached forth the hand for the ripe apple.
A więc zaraz oddało zielone jabłko, a wyciągło rękę po to, czerwone, dojrzałe jabłko.
And the mother picked up the green apple and took it away.
I wtedy matka z łatwością zabrała to zielone jabłko.
This time the child was not crying, but rejoicing.
A więc tym razem dziecko już nie pukało, nie płakało, ale się radowało.
Now, brother, how do you and I present the truth?
Tak samo zachodzi, drodzy bracia i siostry, pytanie, jak wy i ja przedstawiamy prawdę.
When we find people feeding on the errors of eternal torture,
gdy my widzimy ludzi, że są napełnieni różnymi błędami, jak o wiecznych mękach,
and many other errors,
i wiele innymi jeszcze,
do we say, you should not have that green apple, this is good for you.
Czy tak się wyrażamy, przedstawiając im prawdę, jakby ta matka do tej córeczki, że to jest zielone jabłko, nie powinniście jeść?
Do we try to take away from them the only thing they have?
I czy to, co dla nich niby jest drogie, cenne, czy chcemy im to wyrwać? No. Prowadzi, żeby mogli poznać, że ona jest lepsza jak błędy, w których się znajdują.
We tell them how God is love.
Raczej wytłumaczyć im należy, jak Bóg jest dobry, jaki On jest miłujący.
We tell them a little bit about how this earth is going to be a wonderful place for man to live in.
Czyli można im wyjaśnić, jak on będzie wspaniała ziemia, gdy ludzie będą... Ale Królestwa Bożego.
And they say, where did you get that beautiful truth?
A wtedy, gdy oni zrozumieją, to będą sami się pytać, czym macie tę piękną prawdę.
And then you give them some truth, help, that will help them to understand the Bible.
A potem dopiero można im podać jakiś podręcznik, tą silną literaturę, aby im dopomógł lepiej zrozumieć.
And they say, oh, this ripe apple is so good. I forgot my green apple.
Na pewno wtedy dopiero powiedzą, jak smakuje to dojrzałe jabłko, czyli ta piękna prawda i pożyczą swoje błędy, czyli zielone jabłko.
And my dear brethren, we do not get the Holy Spirit miraculously.
O, drodzy bracia i siostry, nie zdobywamy Ducha Świętego w sposób cudowny.
We must study to show ourselves approved.
Musimy badać, aby się okazać wiernymi.
A workman that need not be ashamed.
Jest powiedziane tak, powinniśmy starannie badać, abyśmy się nie zawstydzili.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
I abyśmy starannie umieli rozdzielać, czyli badać Słowo Boże, odróżniać.
And as we get the understanding of the truth through God's Holy Spirit, we enlarge our hearts and receive more of His truth.
No, ale jak będziemy badali Słowo Boże i będziemy zdobywali wyrozumienie, wtedy nasze uczucia, nasze serce będzie się powiększało.
And under the influence of the word of truth, it sanctifies.
A dopiero pod wpływem Ducha Świętego, który nas uświęca,
and the spirit of the truth,
i także pod wpływem prawdy i jej ducha,
we work out our salvation with true intent.
Dopiero wtedy zdobywamy, wypracowujemy sobie zbawienie.
Now the bride of Christ had to do the same.
A więc widzimy, że oblubienica, małżonka Chrystusowa, musiała to samo czynić.
And the working of the needlework,
to jest właśnie pokazane, że musiała haftować, bramować swoje chaty.
Took long, patient effort.
A to wymaga długiego i cierpliwego wysiłku.
But it made the beautiful design that embroidered the wedding garment.
Ale później to haftowanie, bramowanie pokazywało piękne opracowanie na szatach.
That wedding garment, of course, is Christ's robe of justification that covers our imperfection.
A więc ta szata małżonki Chrystusowej jest szatą sprawiedliwością instytucjonalną.
And the needlework represents the character development of Christ-likeness.
A haftowanie przedstawia rozwinięcie charakteru napodobieństwa Chrystusa,
that is wrought on the basis of that justification by faith.
Które właśnie to bramowanie jest dokonywane na podstawie usprawiedliwienia.
And we read in Revelation the saints will walk with the Lord in white because they are worthy.
I czytamy w objawieniu, że święci w kotach białych są ubrani, bo byli zgodni.
And the white linen are the righteous acts of the saints.
A koty lniane białe przedstawiają sprawiedliwość święty.
Now in verses 14 and 15, I guess it's 15 and 16, yes. We have the introduction of the great multitude, the great company.
Także w następnym wierszu 15 i 16 mamy wprowadzenie, czyli przedstawienie wielkiego grona.
For there's going to be a wonderful wedding feast.
Albowiem będzie to bardzo wielka usta weselna.
Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
A jak czytamy to na innym miejscu, że błogosławieni są ci, którzy są wezwani na wieczerze wesela barankowego.
They are the great company.
A ci są właśnie wielkim gronem.
They are also virgins.
Oni są także pannami.
Keeping themselves from marriage with the things of the world.
I którzy się ochronią od grzechu świata tego.
And we read, the virgin, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee.
Czytamy więc w drugiej części wierszu 15, także panny za nią towarzyszy jej i wiodą do siebie.
Do these virgins follow her?
Czy te panny idą za małżonką, za oblubienicą?
And yet are they her companions?
I czy są jej towarzyszami?
Yes. They are her companions and yet they follow her.
Tak, to oni towarzyszami i idą za małżonką.
You remember in Genesis, the 24th chapter,
przypominacie sobie, że w 24 rozdziale pierwszej księgi Mojżesza,
that Rebecca came across the long desert journey to marry an unseen bridegroom.
Że Rebecca przybyła z dalekiej krainy, aby poślubić małżonka, którego nie znała i nie widziała.
She was espoused to Isaac before she ever saw him.
Była ona zaręczona Izaakiem, którego jeszcze nigdy przed tym nie widziała.
And Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, came to woo her for Isaac.
A Eliezer przyszedł, aby ją poszukać dla Izaaka.
And Eliezer represents God's Holy Spirit.
Eliezer w tym wypadku przedstawia Ducha Świętego.
Abraham in that picture represents Jehovah.
Abraham zaś w tym miejscu dużo przedstawia Jehovah.
He sent forth the Holy Spirit to woo a bride for Christ.
Który posłał Ducha Świętego, by ten dokonał wyboru oblubienicy Chrystusowej.
And the Holy Spirit operates through the word of truth, you know.
A wiemy, że Duch Święty działał przy pomocy Słowa Bożego.
And the ten samos that Eliezer took represent the ten cardinal doctrines of the word of God.
Zaś 10 wielbłądów, które Eliezer zabrał ze sobą, Eliezer przedstawia 10 podstawowych doktryn.
And God's providence.
I także Boską opatrzność.
And God's word and providence brought Rebecca across the desert journey to marry Isaac.
Więc widzimy, że Duch Święty i Boska opatrzność przyprowadziła tę oblubienicę do Chrystusa.
In the Amplified,
poza Pytuzia,
in which Rebecca represents the bride.
I w tym wypadku Rebecca przedstawia małżonkę, oblubienicę Chrystusową.
And Isaac represents Jesus.
A Izaak przedstawia Jezusa,
the unseen bridegroom.
To jest niewidzialnego oblubienica.
Now notice, Rebecca had some companions.
Zauważmy, że Rebecca także udając się, miała towarzyści.
We read in Genesis 24, verse 64.
A jak to czytamy w 24 rozdziale pierwszej księgi Mojżesza, a w wierszu 24.
I think I would say 61, verse 61.
Raczej 61 wiersz. To by wpadł Rebecca z dziewczynkami swymi i wpadł na wielbłądy, jechała za onym mężem i wziął sługa on Rebeckę i odjechał.
We see here that the damsels that rode
with Rebecca on the camel represents the good multitude, the good company.
Christ's
companion
that
follow her.
The
bride's companion. Now the next verse, with gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. In the Hebrew, the word for gladness is in the plural. With gladnesses. And that is the way the Hebrew has of emphasizing the matter. In other words, it will be with great gladness.
It is not to recommend you well sarado.
And rejoicing that the great company will come into the presence of the Lord.
In the bandam yali well sarado struggles that bring them such obligance.
They shall be brought, they shall enter into the king's palace. We read in Revelation, the 7th chapter, the last few verses, how the great multitude will rejoice, how they will serve in the temple, not in the throne, but before the throne, day and night, forever and ever. And how the Lord in their midst will feed them. And we read there that God shall wipe all tears from their faces. Now I ask you, where and when does God wipe all tears from the faces of the capital? Is it in heaven at the marriage supper? I ask you to tell me, are there any tears in heaven to wipe away?
Is there any tears in heaven?
God is wiping away the tears of the disappointed great company now. And how does he wipe away the tears of disappointment and brokenheartedness? For those of the great company that are rightly exercised are brokenhearted over having disappointed the law.
But this is a spirit of circus, the grona maya circus, one ame, the obrazilitana.
He wipes away their tears with the beautiful messages of God's word for their salvation.
Against book that to meet the Oterania is the word, sin, the dao is panala, potelstro of the Daviani. Daviana.
He gives them the oil of joy for their mourning.
And they gela im oleu radosti neiste ismus.
He gives them beauty for the ashes of their disappointment.
Daya im tinknos neiste poplou zavodu.
He gives them the balm of Gilead that heals their broken heart.
Gela onim balsamud gela tsego be ukois itserta.
Oh yes. He wipes away their tears.
Or that on the terror of the
and with great gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought into the king's house.
The Lapoga Chitame on it was very strong, very strong, the Solon Iradosta, Linda Onina Power.
Now God tells the bride of Christ something else that is beautiful.
As was the cousin Mother Movie book.
Not only will they have a great multitude of virgins as companions,
małżonce Chrystusowej, że nie tylko będzie miała ona panny, towarzyszki jej,
but God says, oh yes, there'll be some children,
ale także Bóg mówi, że będą i dzieci,
to this great marriage,
że to po tym weselu będą także i dzieci,
and instead of thy father, the ancient worthy,
że w miejsce ojców, to jest starożytna godność,
to be thy kid.
Oni będą twymi dziećmi.
Could the Christ ask for grander children than the ancient worthy?
Czy Chrystus może żądać większych dziadków, jakimi będą właśnie starożytna godność?
And as we have learned from other scriptures, the youthful worthies are included.
A także jak się dowiaduje na innych występów Pisma Świętego, że wszystkich dziadków będą także załączeni młodocianą godli.
And they shall be children to the Christ.
I oni także będą dziećmi Chrystusowymi.
Whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth.
Czyli zostaną postanowieni książętami po wszystkich ziemi.
The worthies will be the earthly representatives of Christ in the kingdom.
Królestwie Chrystusowym starożytnej nadeszane godni będą widzialnymi przedstawicielami Królestwa Bożego.
The worthies, the old ancient worthies will be the old men that will dream dreams, and the youthful worthies will be the young men that shall see visions.
Starożytne godni będą właśnie tymi ojcami, o których mówi Pismo Święte, że sny będą miewać, a młodociane godni są przedstawieni przez synów, którzy mieli widzenia.
They will be the living epistles on the earth for the Christ kingdom.
Oni będą żywymi listami Królestwie Chrystusowym na ziemi.
You remember in Revelation 20, verse 12.
Przypominamy sobie w Objawieniu 20 rozdział, a 12 wierszu.
We read something about this restitution work, the millennial age.
Tam jest właśnie opis o dziele restytucji podczas tysiąclecia.
In the resurrection.
I tyle nastąpi po zmartwychwstaniu.
To jest sprawa.
I widziałem umarłych, wielkich i małych, stojących przed obecnością Bożą, a księgi otworzone są, i druga księga także otworzona jest, to jest księga żywota, i sądzeni są umarli według tego, jak to napisano, było w one księga, to jest według uczynków ich.
I saw all the dead world of mankind stand in the resurrection.
Ja widzę całe roga ludzki przysiądlecy w naszej stanie stojący.
In the awakening of the resurrection.
Gdy nastąpi wzbudzenie ich z grobu.
Both great and small.
Będą tam stali wielcy i mali.
The sons and the daughters of restitution.
A także synowie i córki restytucji.
And the books were open.
A księga będzie otwarta.
The Old Testament and New Testament books.
To jest stary i nowy testament.
And another book was open.
A także jeszcze druga księga była otwarta.
The book of life.
Księga żywota.
The living epistle.
To jest żywe listy.
Will make up that book.
Będą stanowiły tą księgę żywota.
The ancient worthies will have revelations from heaven in dreams.
A to dlatego, że starożytne godni będą mieli objawienie praw przez nas.
The youthful worthies in vision.
A może same godni z widzenia.
And the dreams and the visions represent the revelations of the deeper and the simpler truth.
Dlatego sny przedstawiają głębsze prawdy, a widzenia łatwiejsze prawdy, które będą im udzielane.
It is beautifully pictured in the vision or dream of Jacob at Luz. At Luz.
At what?
He called it Bethel.
To także jest piękne przedstawione przez ten, jaki miał Jakub, gdy widział drabinę i to miejsce później nazwał dalsze Bethel.
You remember he had a stone for his pillow.
Wiemy, że przypominamy sobie, jak on miał kamień za poduszkę.
That's rather a firm foundation on which to rest, isn't it?
A to był twardy grunt, na którym on spoczywał.
Yes. And on that firm foundation, he had a vision.
Na tym właśnie gruncie twardym miał on wizję.
And he saw a ladder let down from heaven.
I widział drabinę, która z nimi sięgała aż do nieba.
He saw the Christ at the head of that ladder.
И на тонките градини видял Христа как глава и тяло.
And he saw angels ascending and descending on that ladder.
И пусть видел, как они обе по той градине стенковали и стенковали до неба.
What does this wonderful revelation mean?
Что такова то пункта объявления, которое он имел?
That all means the house of God.
That all is not the dumb devil.
And when the house of God is established on the earth,
Given to let the Bosia Bengal son of Yenana Jemi,
a worthy Christian in prison,
Sarahutna Yenadakana Godmi Tetsavini Yakubia,
will receive dreams and visions or revelations of truth from heaven.
Then the Ottomidali of Yavini Prat is Christian's blessing,
or the blessing of the world of mankind.
The La Bogoslavina Rodaili Tiazza.
I wonder what that ladder represents.
Кота грабина подставля.
A ladder is that which you use to get from one point to another which otherwise would be inaccessible.
Дьяны же грабина лапта онсы дзапонсы сыра не можна бы сыра эти сыра не можна бы досынуть, где бы не было грабины.
While the ladder between men and God is Christ.
Against some drabino means the Godian are loosely, yes, in your Christian.
There is one mediator between God and men.
Gospodagana says, Yetin Pasredni means the Godian are for the account.
One connection, and only one connection.
Yetilka Yetna Pawan Senya,
one ladder.
Yetna drabina,
Lord says, I am the door.
And that the movie I was from Dhyanu,
there's no other way.
Yagata inna droga,
I am the way, the truth, and the light.
That is the movie I was from Yagana droga, Pravda is the gospel.
No man comes unto the Father except by me.
Vadim yakuhadu dhaita bhajanya.
So there is one God,
and that in his wedding book,
and one ladder, one mediator between God and men,
Yedna Drabina, Yedin Fosredin, and the Bogana Kwaviyaka,
a man Christ Jesus.
A yes, in the Kwadat Jesus Christ.
And Jesus himself refers to himself as that ladder.
Jesus son, the Nelson son, the Pei Drabina Yakoda Sheti.
You remember our Lord said, you shall see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
So as it comes to God, as it's about two questions,
So Jesus says that he is the ladder of
angels.
And who are these angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man that Jesus spoke about? Who are the angels ascending and descending on that ladder in Jacob's dream?
That time of Kobat Tavan, Tian Yoga to the Stempo Valley, Yabana Zinda, Stempo Valley, Grabinia, for Grabinia Don Yaba.
Oh, here is a part of the Lord wiping away the tears from the face of the great temple.
I've been sent to see the one cover will call one after a student book of the house.
For they will serve day and night in the temple before the throne.
Gauri Banda Suzuki's gem is not to set promise.
They will carry the messages from the Christ to the ancient and useful world.
Only then Bangam set as a valley for self-proclamation for a witness in the Son of God.
In the revelation of the deeper and the simpler truth.
Of Yagayan Zidhi Gwanta I Wapyay Se Pravda.
The Jews and Jews.
So that Sakavana Tasmi I Vidana.
Isn't it grand?
Is your Sat Sanyava?
Yes.
Ah.
So instead of the Christ Father, they will become his children.
And then Yaita Aita Zandam Jethi,
whom he shall make princes.
Good.
couldn't work at all in the middle of the day.
It refers to the nature, naikasya inognasi donaturi,
the honor,
dukti,
the official authority,
pujidaujandu,
the appellation,
donazgu,
the character,
doharakaru,
the reputation,
the dobrago imenatili,
and the word, purpose, or plan. I will not take time now to give you the Bible proof that you have that in the truth writing. When the Bible says that the Lord's name will be remembered in all generations, does it mean merely his appellation, Jesus?
Oh, surely not. Very well learn
of his glorious character and how it was obtained through suffering. They will recognize his nature and honor. His reputation, his official authority. They will learn his word, purpose, and plan. And they will never forget it throughout the
years.
Oh yes, God will make Jesus' name to be remembered forever. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. What a wonderful Christ. He's known to be remembered forever. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Yes, sir.
Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. What a wonderful climax to this beautiful song. And how wonderfully this psalm depicts the wonderful plan of salvation. That God has arranged for all classes of His people. The little flock. The great company. The ancient and youthful worthy, and the whole world of mankind. Indeed, as David said in the first verse, his heart was meditating a beautiful matter. And we agree that his tongue was the pen product of a ready writer. Let us join in the praises of the Heavenly Father, the author of the great plan of salvation. And in Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, it's accepted for.
Zabienia, jak również do wyspalania wykonawcy tego planu, to jest Jezusa Chrystusa.
And may their names be praised forever.
Niech zatem imiona Boga i Jezusa Chrystusa będą spalone po wieku.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come.
I'm going to go to the hospital.